Throughout the Wilderness and Spotsylvania battles, Sharp's team, as it had at Gettysburg, interrogated hundreds of prisoners in assembly line fashion to funnel reports to Meade on Confederate brigades and divisions shifting about, along with losses they had endured, particularly among senior officers, and the depleted rations they were having to fight on. Working in a combat zone became dangerous for Sharp's men. Klein at one point ran out of ammunition in a shootout he was forced to have with rebel cavalry scouts. Meade added to the unpleasantness. With Grant a constant presence, the Potomac Army commander became cross as a bear, Patrick wrote in his diary. On the bright side, the provost marshal noted with delight in his journal that among the 3,000 prisoners rounded up were two rebel generals who became very much disgusted when Patrick rattled off details about their units from information Sharp had provided. Sharp scored a counterintelligence coup as well in mid-May. A team of his operatives monitoring railroad trains supplying Lee's army captured one of Jeb Stuart's signal officers, who revealed that he and his comrades had spies posted at the mouth of the Potomac Creek tributary northeast of Fredericksburg to observe Union steamers sailing up and down the Potomac River. "They are perfectly familiar with everything we have lately done in that direction," Sharp warned Meade. Northerners cheered Grant's advance in what became known as the Overland Campaign, but were shocked by its price and carnage. In Washington alone, the army was burying 600 soldiers a month. Embalming surgeons like Dr. W.J. Bunnell, growing wealthy making thousands of corpses presentable for grieving families, advertised in a flyer that he traveled with the Potomac Army and had a new preservation procedure, invariably giving the best satisfaction. Among the living, McEntee messaged Sharp he caught Union deserters from the Wilderness Battles horrors roaming near his Harper's Ferry base, pretending to be rebel deserters.